There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Second Amendment Watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. If you were watching the video feed earlier today, I was doing basically a G-Code recital for the people in the chat room. I do that because they just work. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. When I was younger, and my youngest son was much younger, I got approached by a teacher one day, and they told me I had to medicate him. And I said no. And I didn't know why I said no. I just felt like this was usurping my role as a parent. I didn't know what an SSRI was. I'd never looked at people and the historical impact of SSRIs. And how many times these kids that show up at these spree shooting parties bringing the guns themselves actually have been exposed to them. And then I heard about and talked to my next guest. She is fresh off of a fight in the state of New Mexico where I'll let her tell you about it. But my resident in-house specialist when it comes to the SSRI debate is Dr. Linda Lagerman. Good morning, Doctor.
Yeah, thanks for having me again. So, yes, I'm fresh off the fight in New Mexico, and it took some doing, but New Mexico has now signed into law a bill that does a couple things. I mean, one, it protects parents' rights, which you're bringing up, so that the school or nobody can coerce them or insist that they put their child on a psychotropic medication. And the other thing it does is says that a parent's refusal to administer a psychotropic drug that has been prescribed is not grounds for protective custody, you know, for the Child Protective Services to take the child, because this has happened across the country. You talk about parents' rights being usurped. That's the ultimate. So now in New Mexico, this has been, you know, put into law that can't happen. You know, I was listening earlier, and, you know, you brought up a number of things that were incredibly interesting I just was writing down some of the stuff you were talking about. Oh, about getting background checks.
Yes.
Which is, and how you made the point, you're saying that they're going to lower the bar on that.
Yes.
And I don't know if you saw this article, but this is exactly what is going on. There was a Washington Post April 9th, Washington Post had this headline, 22 million violently angry Americans have gun access, study finds.
I saw that.
You saw that. So that's fear-mongering.
Yeah.
Mongering, actually, I just looked it up so I could say, is the use of fear to influence the opinions and actions of others towards some specific end.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, now, you and I have talked offline, and you know that I'm incredibly angry, too.
Mm-hmm. don't say that. You're going to get a background check, because what they're looking at is anybody who's got an, quote, anger disorder should not be able to get a gun.
Well, that's all well and good, and I'm sure they'll try to push that as well. And before long, it'll be people that don't have motor skills, which means Gabrielle Giffords can't shoot no more. But
yeah.
That's all beside the point. That's
yeah.
They're going to go after it any angle. I don't expect them to do any different, but
yeah.
When I'm talking about lowering the bar,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the longest time, they've been doing this with the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And just because these guys get out there and get their VA disability check And I don't know what criteria they have to reach in order to not look irresponsible.
Uh-huh.
But apparently buying lotto tickets and buying a bunch of Slim Jims and Pabst Blue Ribbon is not the way they want them to go. And then they become a prohibited person because they don't know how to spend money. That was never what the Second Amendment was intended to do. And these guys, they prostitute the whole process every time they turn around. But you know what? I'm going off on a tangent. Now, what did New Mexico do?
Yeah.
Who in New Mexico got this to where you say this is happening all over the country? In New Mexico, they took a look at it. How did that happen?
Well, this was actually Citizens Commission on Human Rights that I'm the commissioner for. So CCHR, which people can go to that website. There's a ton of incredibly important information there. CCHRINT.org. The INT is for international. So CCHR, Citizens Commission on Human Rights, approached a couple of the representatives and senators there, but Representative Espinoza, Nora Espinoza, there were a number of people who had similar experiences. So they took this issue on and drafted legislation with, again, with the help of CCHR that did that. And I went in and testified, gave the expert testimony through the House committees and then, you know, the floor votes and the Senate committees. Once people were fully informed, this is the thing, people are not aware generally of what's going on because it's just in the regular news. You know this.
How about that, huh?
You said another thing that I loved. I'm going to quote you probably. You said the scared sheep are being led by the wolves.
Yes.
And that is so true. And that's, you know, the media keeps everybody scared, keeps everybody distracted from what the real issues are, which, you know, we'll get back to how you started on this, which is the SSRI antidepressants. But the real issues are the psychotropic drugs that are altering people's minds, are known to do that, have warning labels about how they do that, and all the ways they do it are recipes for violence and suicide. But people are not, they're being distracted and put into fighting each other about Second Amendment versus gun control, so that they are not looking at the psychiatric drugs. But, yeah, people, the scared sheep are being led by the wolves right down the path of let's increase more mental health spending, more psychiatric drugs, more screenings for mental illness so we can get more people on drugs, and all the while ignoring the solid research that even the FDA that has approved these drugs as safe and effective has access to, and they just keep adding warnings to the labels, but they don't pull them from the market. They know they cause violence, and you are right. All of these spree killings, and I don't even use the word spree shootings because it's not all guns. They are weird spree killings, and they involve guns sometimes. They involve cars, like mowing people over. They involve drowning one's children in a bathtub. Bizarre things that people would not normally do, and you have to look at not the means that they use to do it. You have to look at what altered their mind to make a person do the unthinkable. Normal people. And that's the psychotropic drugs. And so, backing up, like New Mexico and children, because there's a massive increase in drugging of children. And just really massive. Massive labeling of kids, and it's the creative kids, the smart kids, the ones who are bored, who should be bored in a lot of these classrooms. Those are the ones that are being labeled and drugged.
Most of them are most of them boys?
Most of them are boys. There's definitely an attack on boys. 20% of all high school boys are labeled with ADHD now in this country. 20% of all high school boys have been told they're defective, they have a mental disorder, they're ADHD, and they need drugs to, manage themselves for the rest of their lives. So that in itself is phenomenally damaging, to take a person and tell them that they're defective.
Hang on with this. We'll be right. We're coming up on the break. You hang on. We'll be right back. My guest this hour, Dr. Linda Lagerman. You need to listen to this. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. I've got the sock right here. You know, I could show it to you, but it's radio. But believe me, this is the sock is the preeminent tactical holster on the planet today. And if you don't know that, you don't own one. Go check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. The SOC, by the way. My guest this hour, because she's always out there fighting, and she started, you know, now there's only 49 states that might decide to drug your child and make it, or take your child from you. She's been on a SSSRI crusade for well before I ever knew her. She is Dr. Linda Langerman. Now that you've done that in New Mexico, are you going to spread your wings and start spreading this gospel for all of us?
Yes. This is, every state really needs this. And it is a matter of, like, either people that are informed telling their representatives that they want this, telling their school board. But what I was saying before, when I actually got in front of people, and I am telling you, I was going morning to evening briefing representatives and senators about these issues. When they got the actual information, people do recognize the truth when they hear it. And even though this started out, like, not necessarily popular, in the end, after lots and lots of work, this bill passed unanimously. Now, something like that shows you that people don't have the information, but when they get the information, they will do the right thing. And really, people should be fighting for this in their states, because we've got to the point here where it's become normal to drug kids. One in six 12 to 17-year-old children is on a psychotropic drug. So that's 12 to 17-year-olds, the age that, you know...
You've told me about instances. How young have you heard about them being drugged?
We're babies.
Babies.
Babies. And I know this is hard for people to believe, but this is data from IMS Health. This is the largest, you know, data analytics that looks at all healthcare transactions. One in 70 preschoolers right now in the U.S. is on a psychiatric drug. Preschoolers. And there are babies, like I'm talking birth to 23 months old, so babies. There are it would take 3.5 football stadiums to fit all of the babies that are on a psychiatric drug. These are drugs that the mechanism of action is to impact brain chemistry. We're doing this to children whose brains are developing and all the way down to infants. So that's a hard for a lot of people to take in, but we have a very serious situation. People need to wake up and not take this for granted, not think these are safe. They're anything but safe. And it has gotten to the point, like I said, we've been asleep while the American Psychiatric Association and the pharmaceutical industry have been busy at work with all their advertising and made it seem normal, to the point that now, if you don't put your kid on a drug, it could be medical neglect, and your kid could be removed.
Let me ask you a question. With a baby,
mm-hmm.
okay, with a baby, with a young child, you know, 1 to 9, say, or anything else, how many, and I shudder to think about what you're about to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing when somebody comes to me and says, you need to medicate your child. That's one thing. How many parents are abdicating their responsibility by deciding to raise their child with a prescription pad?
Well, the way you worded that, I don't want to, like, go, you know, attacking on the parents, but many, many. And it's because of trust and granting this authority to doctors and the system that is entirely unwarranted. I do think most parents mean well, and they've been brought up to think that the doctor is the expert. And we've got all kinds of things brainwashing us, telling us that. But as you and I have talked many times, they are not. These things are voted on. It's influenced by greed and money. The diagnoses are voted on. They're not, you know, legitimate. There's no legitimate reason to call them a disorder, you know, a mental disorder. It's a medical term that is only... justification is to promote marketing of drugs. These are the real problems, the real behaviors, and real things that people have to deal with, but they are not mental diseases, mental disorders, and they don't need drugs. But anyway, most people have listened to the advertising, and when the school tells them, hey, your child needs this, they don't have the same good instincts that you had to say, no, this just does not seem right. Well, actually, I think they do. I think their common sense tells them no, but they override that because they think, well, this is an expert, and they must know better than I do. And I want any listener to know that is not true. They do not know better than you do.
You know,
they're being paid.
When I was in the during the first Persian Gulf, when we were flying cruise missiles into windows, and everybody's like, that's outrageous. Brady, you were part of that. Wasn't that outrageous? I just looked at them and said, yes, those guys are the experts at what they're doing. And when they did it for the first time in the real world and it worked, there was a lot of high fives going around because they didn't know if it was going to work. So I always look at the experts as somewhat of a shade tree 52 pickup kind of thing. If, you know, if they get out there and prescribe something and it doesn't work, but it doesn't kill you, that means they can always back up, punt that one, and go to something else. Mm-hmm. If they prescribe something that does work, then they get to say, I'm an expert. So, I'm not sitting around there placing a whole lot of...
Right.
I look at everything with a jaundiced eye. I look like my mother takes enough drugs on a daily basis. I mean, she showed me her tray of prescriptions. I don't even know how she has time to take all this stuff during the course of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And, I know that I asked the op to get with you to see if you were good for two, but we're going to have to go for three if you have that. You got that much time?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay. There's something else I want to bring up about part of the process.
Before we go to this next break, tell everybody how they can find this website that you've got going where you're going out there and knocking stupid laws down with it.
So people can go to cchrint.org, and there's lots of info there. And if they want to get in touch with me directly, drlageman.com, DRLAGEMANN. Happy to be in touch with people.
Yeah, this thing... It's bad enough that it takes regular kids and turns them into shooters or stabbers or burners or just malcontents or anything. I would love for the psychiatric community and Big Pharma to sit back and I would love to find out that Steve Jobs took them or that any captain of industry that ever got out there that took a risk and changed the world as we know it, they took them. Because I kind of think they probably didn't. Their process was allowed to evolve the way it was. You hang on one more time for me. We'll be right back. I'll ask that question when we do get back. And on a Tuesday, my guest, Dr. Linda Lagerman. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I am so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.TV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Tomorrow on the show, Salient Arms International. They've moved to Las Vegas and they're coming back here. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com, the only kind I run. My guest this hour is Dr. Linda Loggeman. And I'm being asked the question in the, well, first I got to put you on air so you can answer me. I'm being asked in the chat room whether or not you have ever been associated with the Church of Scientology.
Citizens Commission on Human Rights was founded by the Church of Scientology. So it founded in 1969, well, co-founded. The other founder was Dr. Thomas Szasz. I don't know if people know, Thomas Szasz was a lifelong conscience critic of psychiatry, even though he was a psychiatrist. He's got a lot of books, like probably the most famous is The Myth of Mental Illness. He's not a Scientologist, by the way. And CCHR, the commissioners, come from all different walks of life and religions and groups, but it's an organization that was founded by the Church of Scientology because of the concern about things that are oppressing people and holding them down, which is, you know, the human rights abuses that happen in the mental health field. But it's funded. The largest grants come from the from Scientologists, from the International Association of Scientologists. But I think like 60% of the people who are active in the group are from other faiths. So.
Well, I know that the biggest treatment you ever told me about for depression, for example, is exercise.
That is true.
And mm-hmm. I know that Scientology. I remember a rant that Tom Cruise was involved in with, I guess, Matt Lauer, who.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, it was over psychiatry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, you know.
Well,
I got to say this. I do not, I don't know that much about Scientology. This was something that came up in the chat room. But as far as them drugging children, I'm pretty sure that, you know, when that group of teachers was coming at me when my son was in the second grade and they were wanting me to drug him, I couldn't have cared less.
Yeah.
I was at that point, I put whatever label you want on me. I was in full combat mode. Bring it.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not happening. I don't care what you want. I don't care what you think. Funny, I thought you were a math teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did not realize you were a psychologist / psychiatrist / big pharma fangirl.
Mm-hmm.
So, as far as all that goes. But
well, actually, something about that I want to say, because that is question. I'm not sure where the person's coming from in the chat room, because I'm actually not on the chat room right now. But that has been used to try to deflect attention away from the substantive issues about what's going on in the, you know, how the pharmaceutical industry and the American Psychiatric Association, that alliance, has become so powerful and is controlling people, you know, drugging and controlling people. But it's a line that, you know, bringing up some, like trying to play on somebody's, you know, bias or actual ignorance, not knowing anything about Scientology, to raise that link, which is not hidden at all. It's on the website for CCHR on About Us. But to raise it as if it's, you know, enough said, like as if that calls into question the data and the facts. I think that's something also to be cautious of, because we are up against a behemoth in this, the pharmaceutical industry and the control it has, and the psychiatric industry. And it's not time for infighting. It's not time for infighting about, Second Amendment or gun control, or about, you know, religion. This is about staying focused on what is at the root of this, and, you know, the correct target is the psychotropic drugs that are altering people's minds.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to run out of time, and I do have to move on and everything. I do want to do this again pretty quick, because I know this is an abbreviated, shortened version of this.
Yes.
But for those
more on the New Mexico specifically, but anyway, we'll get to that.
For those that might want to invite you to their state to have a look at that, how would they get in touch with you to New Mexico to have the New Mexico treatment leveled locally for them?
Yeah, well, they can get in touch with me. My website has my email and phone number. And again, that's drlageman.com, drlageman.com. And then, cchrint.org. There also is a petition on the CCHR website about this very issue. So, yeah, I'm happy to be in touch with people, and I think this should be passed in other places, kind of secure parents' rights around this.
Has there ever been, you know, this is me, what was the name of that movie? It was a Mel Gibson movie, since he went off the reservation. When he was, he went off the reservation due to an SSRI, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what people are saying. They say that when he was on Chantix, that's when he had his meltdown.
Yeah.
Which, I wanted to quit smoking, but I didn't want to take Chantix, so I had a heart attack instead. But he made a movie where some big business kills his daughter, and then they're coming after him like it's just inevitable that the big machine is just coming their way, and there's no way to stand up to it. And, of course, he does die. But he kills everybody that he sees to a certain point and everything. Is Big Pharma like that? Is this something that we need to fear? At least on the level of they don't care what we think. They just want to push their drugs and have our children completely drugged to their eyeballs.
They don't care. And, no, they don't care. This is conscienceless. They know that these cause suicide and damage. They know, and that then they put it on the warning label, so they know. Like, you know, the SSRI antidepressants double the suicide in those that are 24 and younger taking them. And they're given out to kids all the time. So they don't care. And this, when there's this much money involved, it is dangerous sometimes. And, you know, when there's this much money involved and threatened, the nasty tactics get used. And this is another thing for people to, you know, keep in mind, because critics of the system, there are attempts to discredit them in various ways and different, you know, lots of different critics of this. And, again, yeah, something to be aware of. There's big money is at stake here, and I think it's important to look at the motives of different people, who's got money at stake, and like, you know, or who's just got passion about this and is trying to get information out there. The media, as we know, is controlled, and those big pharma advertising dollars. But even people like, I'll just take the Sandy Hook killing, the Adam Lanza, and the main person who was writing about that for the New Yorker, Andrew Solomon, he wrote all the articles. He's the one covering the Sandy Hook thing for the New Yorker. Not exposed, except by, you know, another organization. He never disclosed that his father, his name is Andrew Solomon, his father, Howard Solomon, is the chairman of Forest Laboratories, the pharmaceutical company that makes Celexa and Lexapro, the drug that Adam Lanza was on.
Okay, you hold that right there. We will continue the expose. I'll be back with you later on today to get you set up for the next appearance.
Okay.
Thank you very much for joining me today. This has been quite eye-opening. You stay safe. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. checkbookira.com. checkbookira.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. I've been doing a regular cavalcade of G-Code products out here in the chat room over the video feed for that. I mean, when you do that, you realize just exactly how modular they are. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. During the break, I was realizing just exactly, when I was in the martial arts, my instructor at the time, his name is Mike Jennifer, still teaching today, this guy. Still teaching today, quite vital and still vigorous he is. Not that much older than me, but still teaching today. He's a great man. He's been one of my mentors. He used to tell us in our martial arts training to take what we could use and discard the rest, which a lot of martial arts instructors will tell you that. And I realized off of that last bit, out of that last segment, that that's exactly what I'm doing. So, I have very, very, I have preconceived notions about what I've heard about the Church of Scientology, as an example. But if they're against drugging children with mind-altering, I mean, physically physical brain-altering drugs, there is one thing that they and I could agree on. That's reality again, rising up. And now, the fun part of the day, the reliably left-leaning media, they've run into reality. And they've discovered the law of unintended consequences. The unintended consequence, back in the 1990s, it was about controlling gun ownership. That's what everybody was for. There were a few of us out there that said, no, we can't have none of this. But we were in the minority. We were in the minority. And in that amount of time, since the 1990s, whole new sets of data have emerged. And as we, this hunger to know more and more off of what we see on the news or something, this has been the unintended consequence, because now, instead of saying we want more gun control, we're saying we want less gun control and more gun ownership. Because the perception now is that gun ownership makes people safer. Now, let me give you an example of gun bans that are ineffective. During the Clinton presidency, gun control supporters were able to pass a temporary 10-year and utterly, totally cosmetic federal ban on the sale of semi-automatic box magazine-fed weapons that they called assault weapons. And they also banned the manufacture of standard capacity magazines. That ban was only real on paper. They took off the muzzle devices. They took off the underlug for the bayonet. I don't even know if they issue bayonets anymore. But they, you know, that was one of them. You can mount a bayonet on it. Yeah. Yeah, that's one of my concerns. Manufacturers simply removed those cosmetic features outlawed by the ill-written law that was temporary and had the same lightly modified firearms back on the street before the law even took effect. Magazine manufacturers were completely unfazed because they put their production lines into overdrive prior to the law taking effect, and they quite legally sold standard capacity magazines throughout the life of the ban. There are still some out there now today. It was completely ineffective. But this did embolden the anti-gun left, and they began thinking that even more restrictive gun control bans were possible. Then the mainstream media slash Democrat Party then decided that their best way to build support for more gun control was to grossly overreport crimes involving firearms. They did so again and again, and they were successful in creating the public perception that crimes committed with firearms were increasing, even as they were dramatically declining. That's when the funny thing happened. Some statistics came out concerning concealed carry where there were lots of guns, where crime was going down. The mainstream media is saying crime is going up, but at the same time, there's reports coming out that where there's guns, crime is going down. Instead of clamoring for more gun control, as the American media slash Democrat Party thought they might, Americans perceived this head fake increase in crime, and they decided they were better off being armed to confront and overwhelm the criminals with firearms of their own. Oh my. And while the Pew Research Center doesn't dare ask a question for fear of getting an honest answer, many recent first-time gun owners have been explicit in stating that they have acquired firearms, specifically semi-automatic rifles of contemporary military utility, because they don't trust the federal government under President Barack Obama, who has shown a willingness to ignore laws and abuse executive branch power to achieve his political goals. The media and the anti-gun Democrats, which they all exist in the same space, they've attempted to frighten you into giving up your arms for self-defense over the past 25 years, and this has backfired spectacularly on them, and they can thank themselves for that. I mean, they talk about, well, we're obtaining these because of President Barack Obama. Let me throw a few things at you. President Hillary Clinton. President Bernie Sanders. President Lindsey Graham. President Jeb Bush. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Anybody out there who just listened to me say all of those names, if your sphincter did not tighten to the point of discomfort, you are not human. You simply are not human. In a fit of constitutional common sense, we now have a state out there, Ohio. They now recognize all out-of-state concealed carry permits. They don't care how you train. They don't care how you got it. If you have a concealed carry permit and you want to travel to Ohio, bring your guns and wear them. The official wordage straight from the Ohio General Assembly archives states, or it provides, that if a person who is not an Ohio resident and has a valid concealed handgun license from another state, regardless of whether the other state has entered into a reciprocity agreement with the Attorney General and the person is temporarily in Ohio, That out-of-state license will be recognized in Ohio during the time the person is temporarily in Ohio. Ohio has said, come one, come all. Way to go, Buckeye Firearms Association. This is actually going to be a watershed moment in this because a lot of people get out there and they argue about reciprocity. My home network is in Minnesota. That's where Genesis Communications resides. I can't carry my gun in Minnesota because they don't recognize the South Carolina permit. Don't really know why. Okay? But, you know. That's just a part and parcel of it. Now, if Genesis moved to Ohio, that'd be a different story. I could carry whatever I want to carry there. But these are good times to be pro Second Amendment folks, and we should take encouragement from this because more and more people are beginning to think the way you think. And this does nothing but make the nation safer. No matter what they do with the border, no matter who they invite in, no matter who invades us, we're the ones on the wall watching. And the more of us that are up on the wall, you know, when you start out at 134 million, when they come across that hill and they look up and see that, that's an intimidating sight to behold. Awe-inspiring. Never sell yourself short. Tomorrow on the show, Salient Arms International, Adrian and Aaron Chavez. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Remember this. Never forget this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Tuesday. This has been Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.